It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
On a Tuesday night in early December, we're back to it here on Kansaland Radio and also tuned up on the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at MSCSports.net. From Troy High School, home of the Trojans, we bring you another tilt between Troy and a Big 7 league opponent. This time, it's going to be Hiawatha. Friday night, the same Troy team welcomed in Riverside. Now tonight, they will have their second games of the year as they welcome in Hiawatha. Again, the Redhawks and the Trojans tonight here on Kansaland Radio, as our broadcast tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Chance Link, our studio producer, Seth Tollison, is with me to my right. I'm Brandon Tadman. It's Troy and Hiawatha here tonight on Kansaland Radio and the Hiawatha Channel. Well, a little bit about both of these teams. They are both off to their second games of the year, both these teams in action on Friday. And as we dive into the girls' contest a little bit here, Troy, they are 0-1. They lost on Friday to Riverside 52-46. Shining in that was the 5'7 freshman guard, first varsity experience for Harper Wettstein. She goes for 20 points in a losing effort. She had four threes in the game. And Peyton Ingeman, the 5'3 senior guard, also had a great second half. 14 points and 5 rebounds, 13 of those 14 points in the second half. But the Trojans coming up short to Riverside on Friday, 52-46. Different story for Hiawatha, though, as they got a late win at Marysville, 34-32. A low-scoring affair, but Brady Jasper in his eighth season at the helm. The Redhawks off to a 1-0 start with that 34-32 win on Friday at Marysville. Now they make the trip to Troy here tonight, trying to extend that to 2-0. Again, Seth joining me here as we continue our pregame coverage. And you saw that game on Friday night. It was Marysville and Hiawatha. And the Redhawks, you know, got out early and came down to the wire. But, boy, they were able to get that win in a dramatic fashion.
Yeah, it came down to a couple of things. One, just a grinded-out win as far as, you know, Marysville climbed back into it two or three different times and had them down double digits a couple of times. But, again, the Bulldogs able to fight back. And, again, it came down to some key pieces. Elfner with the big blocks, again, playing defense. And then, of course, Lears with the big bucket there at the end. But, honestly, foul trouble was a big one there for the Hawks in that one, too. They started off with some foul trouble early on. So it's going to be interesting to see what they have changed up here going into game number two. Kind of an interesting situation. You saw Troy. I saw Hiawatha. This
right.
Be fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And both these teams, again, losing four starters from a year ago. Troy at 0-1. Hiawatha is 1-0. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. No, check that. We're going to go ahead and stay here. We're going to announce the starters real quick, and let's dive into it. Let's start with the Lady Redhawks from Hiawatha. They'll go like this. Josie Delaney is a 5'4 senior, has 10 points in the win at Marysville. Abby Elfner down low, a 6'1 junior, had 6 blocks in that game at Marysville. Darcy Lears, a 5'8 senior and a returning starter. Kenzie Nelson is a 5'5 freshman who had 3 points in her debut. And Aubrey Kent, a 5'9 senior, leading the charge for the Redhawks. So again, for Brady Jasper, eighth year at the helm, it'll be Delaney, Elfner, Lears, Nelson, and Kent, the starting five for Hiawatha. For Troy and head coach Derek Jasper, 26th year at the helm, a loss to Riverside on Friday. They will start the same five. It'll be Harper Wettstein, the 5'7 freshman, again, who led all scores with 20 on Friday. Keely Jasper in the backcourt, the 5'4 senior, had 3 points on Friday. Allie Franken is a 5'5 sophomore. Kaylee Grable down low, a 5'8 senior. And then Peyton Ingeman, the Division I softball signee to Central Arkansas, who had a great second half, but again coming up just short in that game, 52-46, a loss to Riverside on Friday night. But the Trojans now get another Big 7 test here tonight at home. And it's Hiawatha in town for a late start. We appreciate all of our great sponsors and sports boosters making our broadcast possible here. We're on Kansaland Radio, both 103.9 and 92.1. Also dialed up on the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. We'll take one more final timeout. We'll come back. Tip-off is next. It's Hiawatha and Troy here on Kansaland Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, Brandon, Seth, and Chance all with you tonight here from Troy. Trojans and Redhawks, a double dip. It's the TVL versus the Big 7. Our girls game up first. The boys will follow. Troy in the all-white. Redhawks in all-red, and we are underway as the tip-off is controlled by the Trojans. Off to an 0-1 start after a loss to Riverside, and Hiawatha comes away with a quick steal. Coast to coast, and the layup trickles in there. It is Darcy Lears with a steal and a bucket. Redhawks out to a 2-0 lead. Troy having to deal with a lot of pressure. They get it up the floor, able to break that press. Now Ingeman will fire a three. This one is no good. Battle for the rebound controlled by Hiawatha. Now it's tapped around, and we get a whistle and a foul. As this one will stop the clock 30 seconds in with a 2-0 Redhawks lead.
Yeah, both teams there battling for the ball. Kind of a little out of control there on the steal there by Hiawatha, and Troy able to get that one back.
Darcy Lears, the bucket for Hiawatha, at 12 points and 6 rebounds, also at 5 assists in that win. Over Marysville on Friday, there's another steal. Second turnover by Troy. Here is a quick three from the left wing. It's off the rim by Josie Delaney. A rebound for Lear. She's battling between a couple of white jerseys underneath, and she goes up and under and lays it in. And a 4-0 start now. Good start here for Darcy Lears. All four for the Redhawks.
Yeah, again, good powerful move there by Darcy underneath.
Now the Trojans again dealing with a lot of pressure here early. They've had it twice. They've turned it over twice. Now they get it inside. This is Grable. Now Ingeman, a right wing three. This one is too strong off the heel. And a rebound is brought down by Kenzie Nelson. The Redhawks again. Delaney, a pull-up from 17. It's pure. Yeah. Takes nothing, Redhawks.
Much faster start, much cleaner start for the Redhawks here in this game so far.
Yeah, they are putting a lot of pressure here on the Trojans, and they have had their struggles getting it up the floor. And they do here. And the Trojans are down 6-0, about 90 seconds in. Here's Ingeman, right side on the wing. They swing it left to Wettstein, who was sensational in her varsity debut on Friday against Riverside with 20 points. She has it on the left wing, bouncing it here top right, and playing back and forth with it is Ingeman and Wettstein. Now here's a jumper from the left corner that's no good, and another rebound here for the Redhawks. This time it's Delaney who brings it up the floor, stops on the wing left, top of the key to Abby Elfner, who fires a three. This is short, and a Troy rebound is brought down by Jasper. 2 minutes into this first quarter, a 6-0 lead here for the Redhawks. Ingeman fires the pass left side to Franken. Franken inside to Grable, but too a little lazy on the pass and another turnover. Redhawks again trying to add to this 6-0 lead. They have it in the corner. Top of the key, it goes four, and an 8-0 start here for the Redhawks.
A good choice there by Delaney to pass up the three and take the step up to the free throw line.
Trojans in some danger here early. Maybe another stop and bucket might force a quick timeout, but the Trojans desperately needing something here offensively. 8-0, the Redhawks lead it early. Here's a quick three from the right side. That one is no good by Jasper. Battle for the rebound inside, collected by Wettstein, and able to keep it away, and then she turns it over. As coming away with the steal was Aubrey Kent. Here's Elfner at the free throw line, kicks it right side. This is Lear, stop the key to Delaney, swings it left into the corner. And a whistle and a foul. Nelson was driving. Correction. It's going to be a travel in the first turnover by the Redhawks. Our first sub of the game, Jaya Pierce, the senior for the Trojans, check in. And Trojans are still going to have to deal with this full court pressure. An 8-0 start, 3 minutes in for the Redhawks. Our first of two games tonight here on Kansas Land Radio. Here's Engelman up the floor, breaking the press, dives into Elfner, then stops into a double team, kicks it out to Wettstein, who thought about a three, thought about it twice. Instead, gets it to Engelman in the right corner. Her three was blocked, and a rebound for Elfner. Abby Elfner, who's going to be a problem inside at 6-1. They don't go at her too often. Now here's a step-in three that's good for Josie Delaney, and a timeout for Troy. Yeah, an 11-0 start.
Wide open there. And again, Hiawatha did this. They started out strong. Key is going to be for them to keep that going. And again, they're also really good on defense, getting in the passing lane. Obviously, Darcy Leers out there, but she is just masterful at staying in that passing lane. So good defense. And again, Troy just struggling with the press and that, again, strong defense by Hiawatha.
Again, a little tardy to the party, but our pregame coverage tonight, that was presented by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. They are close to home and far from debt. Well, I said it was 8-0, and we were a stop and a bucket away from a potential timeout for Troy. That's what we saw, a quick stop. They get it up the floor. Delaney just steps into a three from straight on, and, boy, the Redhawks are firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, her bucket before that, too. You know, she took the smart play and stepped up to the free throw line, but that open, I mean, she's going to take that every time.
Delaney with 7, Lears with 4. The 11 points for the Redhawks here early, an 11-0 start in our girls' game here tonight. Here's a quick bounce and a shot by Pierce. It's tipped around, no good, and another rebound here for Lears. She's got 3 boards here in the first quarter. Kicks it out right side. This is Kinsey Nelson. Now back to Lears, who steps into a jump shot. It's no good. Rebound for Troy, and then a whistle and a foul. This one against the Redhawks. It'll be their second foul. And it's Kinsey Nelson who picks this one up, and that's her second. So a quick sub into the game. We'll see Paige Campbell, the 5'6 senior off the bench, now on the floor for the Redhawks. Not quite to the halfway point here in the first quarter. A scorching start offensively for Hiawatha. They lead it 11-0. There's Wettstein breaking the pressure, top of the key, gets to the free throw line, steps into a shot, and draws the foul. Much needed here for the Trojans, trying to get something on the board in an aggressive drive by Wettstein, and she earns 2.
Yeah, Troy's going to have to continue that if they're looking to get on the board here.
So the foul was Aubrey Kent. That's her first, team third, and Wettstein will shoot 2. And she makes the first, and Troy's on the board. Boy, just a freshman is Harper Wettstein, but we saw her on Friday in her first varsity experience. She had 20 points in the loss to Riverside and hit 4 threes in the game. She goes 2-for-2 at the line. 11-2, the Redhawks lead it by 9 halfway into the first quarter. Knocked out of bounds. Redhawks keep. Throw it far side of the floor. Delaney will have to stop and reset. As it's Lears to throw it in, Delaney has it in the backcourt. We'll work it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here by Troy. She stops on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Lears. Ball gets away and out of bounds, and a turnover by Hiawatha. It's an errant pass that got away, and the Trojans will get it back here. Down 9 at 3:48 left to go in this first quarter. Still having to deal with that full-court pressure. Wettstein gets it in. Jasper has it. And gets it right back to Wettstein near side. Now Engelman right wing. Thought about a three, but turns it down. They'll reset up top. Jasper to Pierce. Had it knocked away into the corner. And another Hiawatha steal. 5 turnovers by Troy here in the first quarter. They get it up the floor. And they were looking for Elfner, but too much on that pass. Turnover Josie Delaney. Make it 3 turnovers for the Redhawks. And the Trojans get it back.
Abby's tall, but not quite that tall.
Not quite. Might have needed to be about 6'5 maybe to get that one, but 6'1, not good in that scenario. 11-2, Redhawks by 9. They have slowed down a little bit offensively after the scorching start, but Trojans trying to get something. Elfner might have deflected that shot, but an offensive rebound by Pierce trying to keep it alive, and Wettstein has it. Engelman open for 3, and that one is no good. Still battling for the rebound here in the near side corner, and this time it's finally picked up by Hiawatha. As it's Lears who picked up that one. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Hiawatha out to an 11-2 lead. And they have the basketball. Stepping into it is Lears. Now up top, Elfner for three. Off the front rim, no good. Battling for the rebound, and we get a foul. I think they're going to get Paige Campbell with this foul. They do. That is her first. And team foul number four. Anna Fleek checks in here for Troy. Also, we'll see Aaliyah Contreras into the game as well for the Redhawks. And we have yet to see Hiawatha back off the pressure here defensively, as Troy, probably their best execution on beating that press. Now they get Pierce to look inside her. That's Grable correction. Now she battles for the rebound underneath, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession will give it back to Hiawatha.
Good job there by Campbell. In perfect position there as the ball went down low, and she was right there in the right place to kind of alter the shot there.
Now Troy's going to show at least a little bit of pressure man-to-man in the full court. Ingeman guarding Delaney up the floor. Now Elfner at the free throw line, kicks it right side to Contreras. Contreras looking, now swings it left to Delaney, into the corner with Elfner. A little hesitant on a three. She gets it back into the left corner, puts it on the dribble, working against Kaylee Grable. Here's Lears trying to sidestep two defenders, and she travels with it.
Yeah, tried to make something out of nothing there. It really wasn't there, but...
Well, credit Troy, just kind of what they're doing here defensively, maybe the last couple minutes after a real scorching start offensively. The Redhawks have slowed down a little bit. 11-2, still our score. Been on a little bit of a scoring drought. Beautiful pass inside, and the layup's going to be good as Pierce finds Grable for two. Kaylee Grable, her first bucket, did not score in the loss to Riverside. Her first points of the 22 season. 11-4, Troy down seven. Last touch by Ingeman out of bounds. We'll get another sub for both teams as Kent's going to come back into the game. Also, Allie Franken's going to check back in for the Trojans as well. We're down to a minute 46 left here in the first quarter. First to two tonight. Hiawatha here on the road at Troy, leading 11-4. And Delaney up the floor, 7 points to lead all scores. Hands it off to Lears, curls in the lane, and she gets called for a carry. And another Redhawks turnover, now five for Hiawatha in the first period.
Similar to Marysville, Hiawatha jumped out to a big lead, and then Marysville climbed back in. Troy hoping to do the same thing.
They've certainly gotten a little bit better at breaking this press. Wettstein jumps into a 17-footer that's no good. Tipped around, Delaney has it. And a quick one-and-done possession there for Troy. Now Delaney gets the defender off, gets it across the timeline from right to left. Lears up top to Elfner, gets to the elbow, kicks it left. Delaney in the corner for three. This one is too strong, and a foul on the rebound attempt. And I think it's going to be another foul against Hiawatha underneath. It will be. And Kent now with two fouls.
This is kind of a familiar script here for the Red. I've seen this before.
So Kent with two, Nelson with two. 5 fouls to 0 here in this game so far. The 5 fouls committed by the Redhawks. Trojans have not been called for a foul yet. But the Redhawks leading 11-4 with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Ingeman a drive and a shot is no good. And a backside rebound collected for Hiawatha. This time it was Contreras who pulled it down. Elfner in the left corner, back to Delaney up top, thought about a three, steps into a J at the free throw line, and that is good. The mid-range is on for Josie Delaney. She now has 9 of the 13. It's 13-4, Hiawatha. 37 seconds and counting left in this first quarter. Fleet gets it up the floor, left side. This is a three by Franken that was an air ball, but it's saved underneath by Wettstein, who thought it was out of bounds. Now a steal by Ingeman, who's blocked by Elfner underneath. Elfner had 6 blocks in the win at Marysville, gets one there, and now a three from the left wing is good in transition for Darcy Lears. It's now 16-4 with 12 seconds left. Here is Pierce. Nearly lost the handle. Wettstein has it. 6 seconds to work. Between the rings, puts it on the dribble, bouncing it to Ingeman right side. Swings it left. Fleek with 1 second, puts it up, and it's short, and that will end the first quarter. So we saw a scorching start, a lull in the middle, and then Hiawatha, final 90 seconds, really put it to Troy to close out the quarter. 16-4, Redhawks in front. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If the holidays have you stressed out and you don't want to cook, let the Pizza Bakery in Horton help with an easy meal everyone will appreciate. This December special is a large single-topping pizza and a large order of cheese breadsticks for $23. What a great way to welcome in 2023. Pick your favorite topping and enjoy. The Pizza Bakery offers great food and a great variety for call-in, carry-out, or eat-in at 486-2602. Thanks for your local business and happy holidays from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GM Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
KNZA.
One quarter down and three to go, and Hiawatha off to a red-hot start here at Troy, leading 16-4 as we start the second quarter. Trojans with the basketball, working left to right here to close out the first half. Redhawks extending this zone pressure out. Here's Weststein, top of the key for Troy. Splits a couple defenders. Her layup is no good. Rebound is tipped around, and Ingeman's going to come away with it here for Troy, so another opportunity from the Trojans here on this possession. Weststein on the right wing, facing down a couple defenders. Good pass inside, and a jump shot is good for Jaya Pierce.
Yeah, Kent a little late there on the help coverage, and good lay-in for Troy there.
Much needed out of that break. It's 16-6 Redhawks. They have the ball, 10-point advantage. Contreras open in the corner for three. Hits off the rim, no good. Kicked out of bounds, and last touch by the Redhawks. So a big couple minutes here for Troy, trying to chip away at this. Down 10 as Kaylee Grable is going to check back in for Pierce. This is a Hiawatha team that lost four seniors, key seniors and starters. They had their best season in a long time, 18-4. Got a piece of the league championship, and the Big 7 once again is going to be no joke. Nemaha Central, Sabetha, some of those teams are going to be tough outs night in and night out. Missed layup in transition after a steal for Hiawatha, and Troy catching a break there as Franken comes away with that miss off the turnover. 16-6, early second quarter. Trojans down 10 with the ball. They get it inside to Grable. Shot is up and good.
That's second time in a row there. Elfner's gone out to try to kick out to the wing, and Troy taking advantage.
Well, now certainly you see the adjustments from head coach Derek Jasper for Troy. Getting inside, getting in the middle of that zone in the last couple possessions. Been very good here for the Trojans, down 8. A whistle and a foul underneath as Aubrey Kent was trying to make a move on the block. It'll be Troy's first foul of the game. And it goes against Kaylee Grable. Delaney, a quick breather, coming back in for Contreras. Good minutes for her. 16-8 our score. Redhawks with the 8-point advantage with the ball. 6.5 minutes until halftime. Elfner, a quick J from the free throw line on the inbounds. It's no good. And a rebound for Weststein and Troy. Gets it across the timeline and bumped and fouled by Kenzie Nelson, who now all of a sudden has three. So Nelson now with three fouls. Kent with two. It'll bring in Campbell. Saw some early minutes in the first quarter because of that foul trouble. This Redhawks team played 9 in the opener, and there's going to be a turnover thrown out of bounds by Franken. Miscommunication by Fleek on the far side. Turnover's not helping here. 8 so far in the first half for Troy, after they had 17 in the loss to Riverside on Friday. Redhawks with it. Tipped up and another steal. And a whistle and a foul in transition that might have stopped an easy basket. And now this one on Lears. That's her first and team foul number 7. So the rest of the half, this is where Troy could maybe sneak back into this a little bit. They're going to be in the bonus for the final 6:03. This will be Weststein to shoot the 1-1. She has shot the lone free throw so far in the game. And she's now 3 for 3. As she makes the first, she'll get the bonus. 16-9, Troy creeping back, down 7. About 2 minutes into the second quarter. Second one is in and out, no good. A rebound for Aubrey Kent. And here comes Hiawatha with that 7-point advantage. They led it 16-4 at the end of one, but Troy has scored the first 5 here in the second quarter. Also playing a zone, Elfner in the right corner. Delaney swings it left side. This is Campbell for 3. This one off the heel. Too strong, and a rebound for Troy. Troy's made some adjustments, and they're creeping back into it. Chance to get A little bit closer, down 7. 5.5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Hingeman in the right corner. Now Fleek, no hesitation on a 3. Just barely grazed the rim, and chasing it into the corner is Franken for another opportunity. Here's Ingeman at the stripe, and she is fouled on a jump shot. And Lears, all of a sudden, will have 2. So the fouls are piling up now here in the first half. You got Lears and Kent both with 2, and Nelson with 3. This is Peyton Ingeman to shoot 2 at the line, trying to get on the board for the first time. She got off to a slow start in the game against Riverside, 13 of her 14 points in the second half, and she knocks that one down. It is 16-10, and the second one rattles out no good, and a rebound for Abby Elpner. 16-10, a 6-0 start here in the quarter for the Trojans, and another turnover by the Redhawks as Fleek read it on the backside and picks up a steal. Wettstein up the floor. Ingeman layup is good.
Wow, great find there.
Ingeman, her first field goal. She's got 3. And a timeout for Hiawatha. An 8-0 start here in the quarter for Troy. From down 16-4 to 16-12 in the blink of an eye. It's a full timeout, so we'll step aside. 4:55 until halftime. 16-12, Hiawatha by 4. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
A great start for the Trojans here in the second quarter. 8-0 their run, and down 16-4 at one point. And now clawed back to 16-12 here with 4:55 to go until halftime. Brandon, Seth, Chance all with you. Everyone here for the Hiawatha Channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. We're on numerous outlets here tonight, 103.9, 92.1, and also on the Hiawatha Channel. And getting ready to start out of that timeout. Back to it. Hiawatha with the inbounds pass. Delaney up the floor, and we're back to it. 4:50 and counting left in the first half. 16-12 our score. 4-point lead for the Redhawks. Facing that zone defense once again, Contreras is back in on the right wing. Elpner in the corner. Back to Contreras. Standing there in the right corner. Back to Elpner for a right corner 3. In and out, no good. Rebound for Troy. This time it is Carly Grable, the 5'8 junior, who's checked in for the first time. Chance to continue this run. They go inside. Grable shot is up, and she spins it in over Elpner. Carly Grable, her first field goal. It's 16-14, all of a sudden a 2-point game.
Troy's made great adjustments on offense and defense as they've worked themselves now into a little bit of a zone package.
9 fouls have been called in the game. Make it 10. This is going to be just the second foul against Troy. About to mention the foul discrepancy here in the first half as they'll get Kaylee Grable, who's got both of the fouls for Troy. Lears and Kent, 2 apiece for Hiawatha. Lears kicks out to Contreras, a left wing 3. This one is too strong. And an offensive rebound here for Kent to keep it alive. Now the Redhawks get a second chance possession. Lears in the left wing for 3, and that's a big shot. Stops the run, and the Redhawks get their first point. Here in the second quarter, 19-14, they lead it by 5. Lears with 10.
Lears will look back maybe there at the Troy Pep section there. They're giving her some business.
Lears with 10. Delaney with 9, the 19 points. And there's another block shot inside by Elpner, and I think she's going to be fouled. And it will be a foul against Troy. So good defense by Abby Elpner inside, forcing that deflected shot and a rebound and then drawing a foul. 19-14, 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. It's been a good second quarter here for the Trojans, as the only offense here for the Redhawks have come by Josie Delaney and Lears, who have all 19. Elpner trying to get on the board with a 3. She missed everything, and a rebound for Peyton Ingeman. Here's Troy. Ingeman up the floor in transition. It's lost underneath and out of bounds. And lucky for Troy, they're going to get it back, as Delaney had a chance to come away with a steal, but just lost the handle.
Jasper there got too deep there, tried to flip it back, and again, like you said, fortunate to get the ball back.
See if they can take advantage as Ingeman has it between the rings out high, stops, and will fire a straight on three, and it's nothing but net. Peyton Ingeman with six now in the game. 19-17, the Redhawks lead is trimmed to two.
Big bucket there for Troy.
Let's see if the Redhawks can respond. Delaney fires. It's short on a three, and Ingeman, another rebound for her. Chance to tie or take the lead for the Trojans. Ingeman all the way with a lot of contact and an offensive foul. They wave it off. Ingeman's going to turn it over, and we got an injured Redhawk down. It's Darcy Lears.
Yeah, that's a tough injury. She took she was fouled on the last bucket in the Marysville game and hit her head in that contest as well. This one, though, a little bit bigger of a tumble, so see if she can get up and shake this off.
Again, Hiawatha losing four key seniors off the 18-win team a year ago and having to replace a lot, and Darcy Lears is veteran as they come for this squad entering this season. And is up to her feet, and that's great to see. So hopefully nothing too serious, but again, and even has a little bit of a laugh with Aubrey Kent as she comes off the floor. So at least probably a little bit of time, Lears is going to have to at least take a breather. And this will bring back Paige Campbell. So now you have happier scoring on the bench with Lears, who has 10 of the 19. And Delaney, who has the other nine, is bringing it up the floor.
It'll be a big possession for Hiawatha to try to get a score out of this, and at the very least, try to chew up a little clock here with Lears on the bench.
And another steal as Ingeman comes away with it, and I think we're going to get a bump, and out of bounds is the call. So
I didn't know if she even had possession there to be able to call it. Like maybe she's just the last one to touch it before it went out. But
Hiawatha's going to get it back off the near steal by Ingeman. Now she's putting a lot of pressure on Delaney. Now it looks like they are running a box and one on Delaney as the ball's tipped into the backcourt. Contreras, that should be an over and back, and there's the call. Turnover by Hiawatha. So, yeah, if you saw it, I think they were turning into a box and one. The Troy defense, all the attention again as Ingeman was face guarding Delaney that entire possession, and the Trojans get a turnover out of it. So it's another chance to tie or take the lead for Troy here on this possession. They're down 19-17 with 2 minutes and change to go until halftime. Good pass inside. They get it to Grable. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good help side defense by Contreras there to knock it away. And not much of a breather, but Lears back on the floor. Good to see. She'll take the spot for Campbell. Troy with the ball. 2:05 and counting. They get it to Wetstein in the right corner. Hesitates on a three. Now an elbow jumper is too strong. And a rebound for Contreras. Now the Redhawks will slow the pace down with a minute 55 to go, leading 19-17. Lears left wing, top of the key to Delaney. Waist-high dribbles with the left hand, couple bounces, gets it to Lears, kicks it left corner. Elfner turns down a three, pass to Lears at the free throw line, shot is up, no good, tipped out of bounds, and it stays here with Hiawatha. 1:39 left here in the second.
Yeah, a little change of offense there, trying to work the ball in the middle to Lears. Had a good drive there, but just couldn't quite finish.
So yeah, the Redhawks want to handle this possession here. It's late in the second quarter. They set it up. Delaney is open for three. This time she missed everything. And then Grable the rebound for Troy. They get it up the floor. Ingeman, I think, is going to be called for a walk, and she did get called for a travel.
I think she might have heard some footsteps behind her there.
Now you can see the Trojans really trying to get out in transition here. In the second quarter, they've gotten some breakaway buckets. They're down two, and Wetstein comes away with a steal. Wetstein goes coast to coast. The lay-in is good, and the game is tied at 19 with a minute 20 to go until halftime.
You know, Hiawatha, that entire, well, most of that first quarter playing super loose and clean, but here the last 10 minutes of this game really struggling to find a rhythm.
The two quarters have been polar opposites. Well, they have played pretty similar, but both teams having a big quarter. In the first half, we're tied 19-19 with a minute to go. Good double team here in the corner. Contreras trying to dribble out of some trouble, just throws it nowhere and out of bounds. Tried to throw it off a defender, but missed everything. And another turnover by Hiawatha as that number continues to kind of stack up here in the second. Anna Fleek's going to come back in here for Troy, definitely a capable outside shooter. And see if the Trojans want to play the final 45 seconds here. In the second quarter, it's a 19-19 tie. as Troy has really dominated this second quarter after it was all Hiawatha in the first 8 minutes. Engelman left side to Weckstein. She'll set and fire a three. It's off the rim, no good. And an offensive rebound, and stick back is no good, but a foul on the floor. Free throws coming up here for Kaylee Grable.
You know, Hiawatha's been dodging a bullet about the last three or four possessions. Troy's had a shot to take the lead, and I got a shot now from the free throw line to do that.
29 and a half seconds to go. That's going to be the third foul on Lears. So now Lears joining Kenzie Nelson with girls with three fouls apiece. The free throw number one is no good here for Grable, so we're still tied at 19. She can break the tie here with one more. And her second free throw is no good. Elfner the rebound there. 19-19 tie, 25 seconds to go until halftime. Delaney hands it off to Contreras, working around the perimeter. Now comes back near side, gets it off to Delaney left wing. Gets it to Elfner in the left corner, skips it up top to Contreras. Back to Delaney left wing, looking left corner, 10 seconds to go. Contreras back to Delaney, down to six, down to four, working to Elfner in the right corner, a three at the buzzer, short, and that's going to take us to halftime. A tale of two quarters. Both teams have dominated a quarter so far. Hiawatha dominated the first quarter. Troy dominated the second quarter after Hiawatha had the control in quarter number one. So we're at the half. Our girls' game is tied at 19 apiece. Our halftime coverage is presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. A 19-19 tie at the intermission. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Attention all you deer hunters, Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, Deer Mineral, and Attractant. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Halftime coverage again presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon, Seth, Chance all with you. Everyone here for the Hiawatha Channel. We got a big crew here tonight for our broadcast on Cantaland Radio and also again on the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Well, it was certainly each team dominated a quarter in the first half. It was Hiawatha first. They had a 16-4 advantage after the first 8 minutes, but Troy came back, made proper adjustments, and outscored Hiawatha 15-3 in the second. We got a 19-19 tie at the half.
Yeah, Hiawatha really struggled with that. When Troy went to that zone, they really struggled to get that offense away. When Troy was man-to-man, Hiawatha was just having their way on the offensive side. And, you know, Troy kind of started out struggling with Hiawatha's zone, but then kind of figured it out a little bit. They've been able to find some post presence, and again, Hiawatha out of position enough there in that second quarter, and We're tied.
Yeah, and we got to the point in that second quarter when Troy was able to pick things up offensively. You saw an emphasis getting in the middle of that zone. They were finding those holes in the paint. They were getting shots at the rim, and they were able to convert, and they certainly changed things up. So it was certainly two dominant quarters, one for each team, as we got a 19-19 tie here at the half. Let's run through some of the numbers here, and we'll start with Hiawatha. Just two scores, Lears with 10 and Delaney with 9. 10 turnovers for the Redhawks in the first half. They out-rebounded Troy 16-13. Redhawks also did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Trojans 4 of 8 at the line, also had 10 turnovers. They were a little more balanced in the scorebook. 6 from Peyton Ingeman to lead the Trojans. They also got 5 from Wettstein. She had 3 of those 5 points from the free throw line. They also got 4 from Kaylee Grable, 2 from Carly Grable, and also 2 from Jaya Pierce. Again, a 16-4 Hiawatha advantage in quarter number 1. 15-3 the Troy advantage in quarter number 2. A 19-19 tie here at the half. We'll step aside, another timeout. We'll come back and have more with you in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-18.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Our girls' game at the half, a 19-19 tie between Hiawatha and Troy. As we just got a few minutes until the start of the second half, we'll take one final break, but here about 60 seconds, Seth, you look at both teams and just kind of adjustments we're going to see potentially in the second half.
Well, I think Troy really has found something there with their changeup, especially on defense. So it's really, I think, going to come down to Hiawatha making offensive adjustments and finding a way, because really they haven't been able to work the ball down low. So if they can find a way to do that, maybe get some easy buckets on a putback or something like that, or again, like I said, just working it down. Again, not a ton of post presence for Hiawatha. You know, you've got Elfner there who kicks out and shoots the three from time to time. I just feel like they got to find a way to break that zone, and getting it down low would be one way to do that.
And maybe getting a couple other girls involved.
Well, that's true too.
Delaney and Lears all 19, and
yeah.
Elfner is someone who can certainly score, but she has struggled early this season shooting the three, just 1-for-7 in the first game against Marysville from downtown, and has had some issues just trying to find the rhythm shooting from the outside. But, again, a very entertaining first half, and both these teams have dominated a quarter. We'll step aside one final time. A 90-second timeout. Second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend.
Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Second half underway here in Troy as the Trojans and Redhawks, our girls' contest, tied at 19-19 as we start the third quarter. Redhawks now going left to right. Here in the second half, they have the basketball working against this Troy pressure defensively. They get a short jump shot from the short corner right. That's no good. A rebound for Peyton Ingeman. And now Troy a chance to take the lead, and they throw away that possession. Their 11th turnover, so now the Redhawks get it back. Here's Lears with three fouls. Curls in the lane. Her shot is up, and it's good.
Good bucket for Hiawatha there to get back on the board.
So Lears now with 12 of the 21. 21-19 our score. Ingeman has it on the right wing. It goes into the corner with Jasper. Now it's Wettstein who takes it into some contact, and a whistle and a foul. It's going to send Wettstein to the free throw line. They get... Or wait, they're going to call
they got that foul out
against Troy. They get Allie Franken with her first. I am not sure what that call was.
I don't know if she got behind her and maybe an over the back or something like that. Not entirely sure.
So 21-19 our score. As we're back to it after that foul, here's a three from the left corner by Lears. It's no good, and a rebound for Peyton Ingeman. Another one-and-done possession here for Hiawatha, but they lead it 21-19 early third. Both teams really ramping up the pressure defensively. Here's Wettstein bouncing it to Franken in the right corner. Back to Wettstein on the wing. Staring down a couple defenders. Gets it to Ingeman, who fires it inside. Grable, Franken, back to Wettstein. A right wing three. Off the heel, too strong, and a rebound for Delaney.
Hiawatha's going to have to fix that issue there down low. As, again, they keep finding that post player. And
there's another turnover that leads to a Peyton Ingeman bucket in transition. She has eight, and we're tied at 21.
Those two bigs don't communicate down there. It's going to be a rough night here for Hiawatha if they can't figure that out.
Lears in the left corner, skips it here right wing to Nelson, who bounces it into Kent. Elfner back to Nelson for three. Off the front rim, no good. Elfner the rebound. Her putback is no good, and a rebound here for Franken and Troy. Elfner does have six rebounds, but she has yet to score here tonight. A 21-21 tie, 5:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Here's Franken, right corner along two. It is good. Allie Franken, the sophomore, gets her first field goal. 23-21, Troy has the lead. Into the right corner with Lears. They swing it to Delaney, left wing. Puts it on the dribble pass to Ingeman. Kent, left corner. Now Delaney's pass to Lears in the right corner. Elfner inside, turns, facing, firing, and hitting.
Finally, Elfner able to get a move and put it in underneath there. She's had a hard time getting that done here this game.
Redhawks just the third player to score in the contest tonight. There's a three miss by Ingeman. Franken chasing it down in the corner and saving the possession, but she turns it over. Lear's a nice little hesitation dribble, missed it. Offensive rebound is missed as well, and now it's going to go out of bounds and back to Troy.
Yeah, two opportunities Hiawatha would love to have back there.
Nelson had the second chance there off the miss. We're a 23-23 tie here, not quite halfway into the third quarter. Our first of two games tonight here on Kansaland Radio. Here is Jasper, a right wing three that is short for Troy. Tipped out here into the midcourt and out of bounds. A couple of bodies collide. Ingeman and Lears go down. Ingeman is slow to get up. I think Troy keeps the possession here.
It's been a physical game here. There's been a lot of players on the ground. And at that time, like I said, Ingeman there kind of taking the blunt of that one. Both Ingeman and Lears playing very hard here against each other.
A 23-23 tie, 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Both teams have scored 4 points here in the third. Ingeman rifles the pass, but it's out of bounds and a turnover by Troy.
I was just getting ready to say that last possession, Troy's doing a really good job with their passing here this half. Until that one right there.
Hiawatha, a chance to retake the lead. It's tied at 23. Elfner at the free throw line. Delaney has it left wing. Now they skip it right, and a lot of contact. Foul on Ingeman, knocking down Kenzie Nelson at the midcourt stripe. It's the second foul against Troy here in the second half. So Delaney to throw it in, gets it into Nelson. Nelson right back to Delaney on the right wing. Trojan still in that zone defense. Lears, left corner, thought about a three, turns it down. They go inside to Elfner, wrapped around, and I think we get a foul and a hold underneath. We'll get Kaylee Grable here. That'll be her third, trying to defend Elfner from the backside. Again, a tough task when Elfner has that position on the block. She'll throw it into Delaney, left corner, trying to get it back to Elfner inside. Instead, Lears fires a three and connects. 15 here in the ball game for Darcy Lears. 26-23, Hiawatha back in front by a tray. Here's Wettstein, picks up the dribble prematurely. Right side pass, it goes to Franken on the wing. Looking for Ingeman in the paint. Shot is up. Hits off the rim three times, no good. Elfner the rebound, and then she is fouled.
That's Ingeman again there, picking up the foul there on the rebound attempt.
And back-to-back quick fouls by Peyton Ingeman. All of a sudden, she has three. She needs to be careful because certainly the most experience for this Troy team, and they can't afford to lose her on the bench really for any extended time in the second half. Lears will try again, and she rattles it in. Another three from the left corner and a timeout for Troy.
Darcy's feeling it.
18 in the game for Darcy Lears. She makes it 29-23. The Red Hawks by six. 3:24 left here in the third. We'll step aside back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
3528. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Brandon, Seth, Chance back in studio. We got 3:24 left in our third quarter. First of two games tonight. Girls contest 29-23. The Red Hawks back-to-back threes from Darcy Lear. She is feeling it now. She has 18.
Yeah, she's definitely taken this Red Hawk team, kind of put them on their back shoulders, and been deadly here in the second half from behind the arc.
She's hit a couple threes back-to-back, a quick 6-0 spurt here for the Red Hawks to lead it now by six. 3:10 to go. They get it inside. Troy does. They got great ball movement and a good look by Pierce, but no good on the shot. Elfner the rebound, approaching a double-digit rebound performance here tonight. Now we're under 3 minutes to go in this third. Red Hawks with it back. They go to Elfner inside. Good kick. Delaney, good extra pass. Now Lears in the corner. Puts it on the dribble. Back up top. It goes to Delaney. Right side to Nelson on the wing. Back to Delaney, high left. They stare down the zone defense, wanting Elfner in the middle of that zone. They don't go to her. She shakes away the pass. Now Lears has it in the left corner. Elfner on the block. Turns. Fires. Left it short. Tipped out here in the corner and then slapped out of bounds by Nelson. Good attempt, but it will be Troy basketball.
Yeah, you like to see the effort there. And a good possession by Hiawatha nonetheless. Able to work the ball down low. Back out. Just unable to finish there on that post move there by Elfner.
29-23. Red Hawks by 6. Trojans with the basketball. We were tied at 19 at halftime. As here is Grable, who drives a short corner. Jay is no good. Offensive rebound by Wettstein is put up and in.
Yeah, good rebound and finish there by the freshman.
Wettstein, a much-needed bucket there for Troy. Back to within 4 at 29-25. Lears, a heat check from the left corner, and it's hot. Another 3. She's got 21.
You know, she hasn't even been that incredibly open on a couple of those 3s either. She's just getting it and shooting it quick.
32-25. 21 in the game for Darcy Lears. Incredible performance. We're still late in the third quarter. Here's Zingerman, left side on the wing. Rifles a pass to Wettstein. Over the top. Grable inside. Counted and the foul. Kaylee Grable with an and-one opportunity. She's got 6 and a beautiful find by Wettstein.
Yeah, and again, that same thing for Hiawatha there. Just the help defense is not there in time.
And a sub into the game. The foul is on Kent. That is her third. So now 3 players for the Redhawks. With 3 fouls each, Lears, Nelson, and Kent, all with 3. Free throw by Grable is in and out, no good. An offensive rebound by Aubrey Kent, or not an offensive rebound, but a rebound nonetheless. 32-27 our score. Redhawks by 5, 90 seconds to go here in the quarter. Elfner missing on a right elbow, Jay, and a rebound for Kaylee Grable. Now Troy, chance to chip away a little bit more, down 5. Late here in the third, Ingeman thought about a 3, little hesitation, knocked into the backcourt, and a lot of contact, and I think it's just out of bounds. Not sure if the official was going to call a foul, but Lears nearly had a steal.
Lears meets score stable. they got up close and personal there.
Lears hit her head early in the first half and is now sliding into the scores table. It's been a physical game here. We got 65 seconds to go in this third quarter. 32-27 our score. Troy with it down 5. Here's Ingeman, top of the key, right side to Wettstein, who skips it to Grable. 19-foot J. It is good. Even took a shot in the face. And Grable now, back-to-back bucket. She has 8. And it's 32-29. 43 seconds to go here in the quarter.
Wettstein.
Yeah, Elfner gets it, turns, missing. And a rebound for Grable, and now Troy a chance to play for the final shot if they so choose. But instead, they'll try to put one up in transition. That's no good. And out of bounds to Troy. It's last touch by Aubrey Kent.
Kent fortunate there not to pick up her 4th foul.
So we're down to 27 and a half seconds to go here in the third. 32-29 our score. Redhawks by 3. Trojans with the ball. Get it into Jasper. Chance for the tie. She shot it too strong, and the ball is still in play, and Troy's going to touch that last, and Hiawatha's going to get the ball back.
Yeah, good opportunity there for Troy. Unfortunately, just a little long there on that wide-open jumper, and Hiawatha probably going to try to hold here for the last shot, maybe.
Down to 13 seconds to go. Delaney up top. It goes to Nelson. Nelson has it. 9 seconds to work. Here's Lears turning, driving. Shot is up and good.
Good finish by Darcy there, and Troy's going to have to hurry.
Wettstein doesn't get a shot up in time, and that's going to end the third quarter. But right now, it is the show of Darcy Lears leading the charge for the Redhawks. 23 in the game. It is.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KNZA.
First game going down the stretch here to the fourth quarter. It's a 5-point Hiawatha lead. 34-29 is our score. They outscored Troy 15-10 in the third. And Darcy Lears have a night. 23. She had 13 in the third quarter.
Yeah, Darcy putting up a show there in that third quarter. And again, for Hiawatha, they were in desperate need of someone to step up because that second quarter was very rough offensively for the Redhawks.
They only scored 3 points in that second quarter, but they scored 16 in the first and now 15 in the third. Troy with the basketball to start the fourth. They set up Wetstein in the corner, gets by Elfner, pulls up from 10. That one is too strong, no good. A rebound for Darcy Lears as her game, her stat line continues to grow tonight.
Yeah, you got two of your best players in the game, Wetstein and Lears, one-on-one against each other, bringing that one up.
Here is Kenzie Nelson with the basketball. Gets it off to Delaney. We'll see the pace maybe slow down here in the fourth quarter. Lears backing her way inside, and she is held and fouled. I believe it's going to be on Keely Jasper. It is. That is her first. And team foul number 5.
See the adjustment there. They've switched. They put Lears down low, and they've sent Elfner out. See if Lears can finish here on some of these passes down low.
Well, I know we've talked about Elfner struggling a little bit from three, but just being capable of hitting that shot really makes her a very challenging piece to defend. And now they have her in the left corner, and right on cue she fires, and right on cue she buries it.
I think she's pretty excited about that one. That one is a big three for Elfner there. She's been trying all night to hit that.
She knocks down her first three of the night. She's got 5. 37-29, the lead back to 8 here for Hiawatha. Not quite a minute into the fourth. Here's Wetstein, right side on the wing. Dribbles back top of the key, looking for Franken, and the pass is too high, and it's a turnover.
This is a very dangerous situation. Troy's going to have to be really careful here that they don't get this up to a double-digit deficit.
And the Redhawks have plenty of fouls to give. They have been called for just one foul here in the first half. That was the opposite in the first half. Hiawatha was getting all the foul calls. Now Lears inside, kind of a desperation hook shot was no good, and a rebound by Jaya Pierce, and the Trojans, with 6:40 to go, down 8, they get the ball back.
She would have made that. Dr. J would have been impressed with that. An old-school NBA hook shot.
Here is a long two from the right wing. That is short by Franken. Might have been partially blocked. But here's Delaney with it now. Getting it back high left. Works it back center circle. Not quite 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Hiawatha holding on. It's 37-29. Delaney. Nelson, Elfner left corner, puts it on the dribble once, skips it right wing to Delaney. Aubrey Kent was inside trying to post up. Now Elfner again for three, not this time. And the rebound for Kaylee Grable.
Now, Hiawatha pep section would have gone nuts if she would have hit that.
An 8-point advantage for the Lady Redhawks, 37-29 at 5:50 to go in the game. The Trojans spark something up offensively. They nearly turn it over. Delaney nearly came away with a steal. Wetstein kicks it right side. Ingeman will fire a three. It is off the heel too strong. And Lears going all the way in, flying in for that rebound, gets it, and then is fouled. The foul is on Pierce. That is her first. Team foul number 6. So Hiawatha with the lead now in the bonus the rest of the game. So the Redhawks getting it back. Delaney walks it up the floor from left to right, getting the signals from head coach Brady Jasper. 37-29 is their lead. Still 5.5 minutes to go. Still plenty of time for Troy. Delaney, though, fires a three. In and out. That was halfway down, and it comes back out, and it's out of bounds. And last touch by Aubrey Kent. Troy dodging a bullet there.
Yeah, Hiawatha is one big bucket away to really making this thing difficult for Troy, but Troy's going to have to get something offensively going. The defense for Hiawatha, they've really done a good job of controlling themselves better and not committing the fouls here in this half, playing good defense.
a difficult start to the season for Troy, starting with Riverside on Friday, getting another Big 7 team in Hiawatha. They've had a couple tough tests out the gate. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. It stays with Troy at 4:52 to go. Score remains 37-29 Redhawks.
Yeah, Nelson there doing a good job getting in the passing lane and tipping that one out. Otherwise, that could have been probably a pretty easy lay-in.
Wettstein, the freshman, to throw it in. Been a little quiet tonight, just 7 after 20 in the first game on Friday. But Wettstein, right on cue, will fire a 3 and buries it.
I think you should get the assist on that one.
I'll take the assist gladly. That'll boost my numbers indeed. And now we get a whistle and a timeout. It is a full, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 4:43 left in the game, 37-32. That was a huge shot for the Trojans.
Yeah, they were needing that one bad. Again, Hiawatha going on a little bit of a run there and having some success. But again, this is something we've seen before with Hiawatha. Again, halfway through here, the fourth quarter, yeah, they've been hot so far. But the question is going to be, are they going to be able to keep that going? Because against Marysville, it was about this time when Marysville brought it all the way back to tie it with under 30 seconds to go.
And the first half was just a roller coaster ride for both teams. Hiawatha led 16-4 after one. But Troy came back with a 15-3 advantage in the second. We were tied at 19 at the half. Both teams played pretty fairly similar and in the third quarter, but Hiawatha had the edge at 15-10. Now we sit here 37-32, so it seems like a couple times here in the second half, Hiawatha has had that chance to hit that big shot, creep it out in front a little bit more, maybe get it to double digits. Troy seemed to have a little bit of an answer, and they just slowly hang around with still plenty of time.
You know, and that third quarter, too, Troy was doing something a little different when they've been working it down low. They're kicking that pass out quick. I wonder if they might switch that up and try to take that shot and try to maybe collect some fouls and get some free throws and, again, maybe get a couple to fall, too.
Well, just 7 total fouls have been called here in the second half. 6 have been called on Troy. 1 foul has been called on Hiawatha. So Hiawatha, they could certainly get a little bit more aggressive. They have some fouls to give. Obviously not Lears, Nelson, or Kent, because
right,
they all have 3.
There's 2 players that can give some fouls.
Exactly.
If you're Hiawatha.
Delaney with 1, or with no fouls. She certainly can give a few here in the fourth, but the Redhawks with the ball out of the timeout with the 5-point lead, 37-32, under 4.5 minutes to go. Good pass to Kent on the backside. It's knocked out of bounds, and a turnover for Hiawatha. It was Nelson to Kent, and Kent had a shot but just mishandled the pass.
I really think that was the case of was pretty excited to be that wide open because 3 players crashed on Nelson, and she dished it off to Kent.
Just south of 4:20 to go in the game. It's a 5-point lead for Hiawatha. Troy with the ball, and it's knocked out of bounds. Good backside help. Deflecting that one out is Lears, who has been the story tonight with 23. He's not scored here in the fourth, but had 13 in the third. Ingeman gets it to Carly Grable at the free throw line. Now Ingeman backs things out. Wettstein left corner. We're halfway in, halfway to go here in the fourth, and a kicked ball here by Lears. We'll stop it exactly at 4 minutes to go. 37-32 Redhawks. Troy, another opportunity to chip away, get right back a little bit closer. Here's Ingeman working around the arc from left to right. Stops top of the circle, finds a wide-open Pierce inside who missed the layup, and Kent grabs the rebound.
Yeah.
That is a missed opportunity for the Trojans. Really could have used that bucket to get it back to within 3 instead of 5-point lead for the Redhawks with the ball. Under 3:40 to go. Elfner, good position inside. A lot of contact, no call. She missed the shot, and a rebound for Carly Grable.
That's a perfect pass by Kent, too.
Here is Ingeman in the right corner trying to split 2. Had it knocked away. Elfner comes away with the steal. And a turnover by Troy. Delaney up the floor here with 3:20 left. 37-32. Score remains a 5-point affair.
Coach Jasper here calling for him to slow down a little bit. Hiawatha definitely needing to play in control, but at the same time, they got to score something here too, because again, this is just one bucket away from a one possession game, and that's the last thing Hiawatha wants at this point.
Brady Jasper's seen enough of that possession. He'll call timeout, and we will take it as well. It's a full 37-32, Redhawks by 5 with 3:06 left in this game. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, just 3:06 left to go in our girls' contest, and we're coming down the wire. 37-32, Red Hawks trying to hold on with a five-point lead.
Yeah, Hiawatha here is going to have to come out of this break, and you know Jasper's working something together here for his team. I'm going to guess they're going to be looking for Lears some way to get a bucket in here.
Well, the Red Hawks will have the ball from the near sideline, throwing it in. As Nelson will throw it in, Lears, Delaney, Elfner, and Kent, the starting five on the floor for the Red Hawks, and they do get it into Delaney, waving through Lears, and a ball gets tipped into the backcourt looking for Elfner, chasing it down and coming away with it is Carly Grable. Now spins away through a double, and she threw it away.
Hiawatha very fortunate there.
So now the Red Hawks get it back. We're down to 2:45 left and still a 37-32 Hiawatha lead. So Troy has had some missed opportunities here in the fourth quarter. Really the last few possessions to get it closer than this five-point deficit, but they have been unable to do so.
Troy's gone to more of a man approach here on defense, trying to create some turnovers.
They don't have the fouls to give. Next foul by Troy will put Hiawatha into the bonus. As Lears, between the rings out high, spins it right, gets it off to Nelson. Nelson up top, it goes to Kent. Kent spins, looks left. Lears has it on the wing. Down to 2:10 to go. 37-32 our score. Lears has it, backside on the wing. Up top it goes to Kent, one dribble right. Delaney has it on the wing. Well, you could tell the Red Hawks are in no hurry to do really much of anything except just dribble this around and continue to waste that clock. And there's finally the foul at 1:52. It's on Ingeman, and probably the last girl you wanted to foul there because now Ingeman has four.
Well, and at some point that was just a matter of time before Troy was either going to getting to a point where they were going to have to make that foul, force Hiawatha to do something.
Well, Delaney a chance here at the free throw line. She has been quiet in the second half. 9 in the first half. Scoreless here in the second, but a big free throw coming up, and she missed it. And a battle underneath, and it's going to be a jump ball, and the possession is back to Hiawatha. Well, how does that just work out absolutely perfectly for the Red Hawks after the missed free throw? They're going to get the possession right back.
Well, you got to think that Troy is probably not going to waste a ton of time with that next foul.
Now, minute 50, it's thrown and tipped into the backcourt, and there's the foul. Keely Jasper picks up this one. And now this will put the freshman, Kinsey Nelson, at the line for a 1-1. Who has not scored tonight. She had 3 points in the win against Marysville on Friday, but big free throws here for the freshman. 5-point lead for Marysville, 1:47 to go, or correction, Hiawatha, I should say. Make it 6. 38-32, Nelson hits the first freebie. Another big free throw coming up. It's on the way. It's good. Big free throws.
That changes things for Troy a little bit because they're going to have to score quickly here. You know Hiawatha is going to go down and try to use as much clock as possible.
We're down to a minute 40. Much needed possession here for the Trojans, down 39-32. Ingeman left wing will fire a three. Not there, and a rebound for Hiawatha. Elfner pulls it down, and there's the whistle, and there's the foul as Nelson's going to go back to the free throw line. And that's Ingeman, and she's done. Well, now the Trojans lose their best offensive weapon. And they got to get her off the floor because that's five fouls. The first free throw was good by Nelson. Well, they should have got Ingeman off the floor before that first free throw because if it was missed, play would have kept going, and then she would have been out there with five fouls, and they got to bring in Pierce instead.
She looked at, she knew. She wasn't going to say nothing.
No, I wouldn't have either. I would have done the same. I don't blame her, but that's a big loss there for
it
Troy.
Is.
And big free throws here by Nelson. She's hit three straight. To get it to an eight-point lead at 40-32 with a minute 29 to go. Nelson will have one more. These are big free throws down the stretch. And she misses this one, but an offensive rebound is put up no good. And missed there by Kent. And this one ripped away by Troy. And now they're down to a minute 20 to go, down eight. Here's Franken. They skip it right side. Good pass to Weststein, top of the key. Hiawatha with some good defense here, down to a minute 10. It is Franken for three, no good. Tipped into the hands of Abby Elfner. And we're down to 65 seconds to go, and Hiawatha's in a great position here. Up eight with the ball, and a timeout called by the Redhawks with exactly a minute to go and an eight-point lead.
Yeah, Hiawatha going to talk this one over again. They're going to just try to talk about who they want to have the ball when they inbound this, because, you know, Troy's only shot now is to foul. Down by eight, and, you know, another couple of free throws, and this is about out of reach.
Well, credit Troy and getting down big early, but then coming back with that big second quarter to tie the game at halftime. They kept around in the third quarter. They were down five, and then there was really that stretch of a couple minutes where it was 37-32. I believe Troy had maybe three, even maybe four possessions to chip into that five-point deficit. They came up empty in all of them, and when you have that many times to creep back into it, and, you know, eventually at some point the Redhawks were going to get some opportunities, whether it was, you know, finding a bucket or, you know, hitting free throws like they're doing now. Well, Troy certainly had their opportunities to get right back into it, but just unable to convert, little inconsistency.
Yeah, and the loss of Engelman, like, that's going to be a huge factor probably coming down here. There's going to have some players off the bench here step up for Troy. But for Hiawatha, really, I tell you what, the story has been start strong, finish strong. Really, that's been the game.
And you mentioned that. That was kind of the similar scenario for Friday at Marysville. Fast start, a little bit of a lull in between, but when plays were needed to be made down the stretch, they were able to do so. So out of the timeout, it's bounced into Lears. We're under a minute to go. Redhawks lead it by eight. It's out of bounds, and Redhawks will keep it.
Yeah, they're going to see that Grable got a piece of that one and knocked it out, although Troy tried to take it out.
Now, Lears has been quiet here in the fourth quarter, but she leads all scorers with 23. They get it into Delaney, and swiping at it was Jasper, but no foul call. Elfner has it now between the rings out high, skips it left over to Lears. Plenty of time coming off the clock here, down to 45 seconds. And the Trojans are not fouling here, now they finally do.
Yeah, they're going to have to foul. Hiawatha is not going to shoot if Troy doesn't make them. So.
And Jasper picks up the foul, her third. Now it's double bonus time here for Hiawatha as Delaney will shoot two. She's got 9 points here tonight. She had 10 against Marysville, and she matches that with the first free throw. She's got 10. 41-32 Redhawks with 41 seconds to go. The second free throw is no good. She's 1-for-2 at the line now, or 1-for-3, excuse me. Rebound for Grable. As Hiawatha needs a quick three, down to 33 seconds to go. They got it to Fleek in the corner. They go inside. Pierce turns and puts up a shot. She is fouled. Stops the clock at 29 seconds to go. And they get Kent here. That is her fourth, just the second team foul for Hiawatha in the second half.
Yeah, Pierce took that quick shot, and it kind of took Kent by surprise, so she got a piece of Pierce there to commit the foul.
Pierce hits the first free throw. She's got three. It is 41-33 Hiawatha. 28.8 seconds to go in this game. And the second is on the way. That one is too strong, but Weststein chasing down a rebound in the corner. Troy needs to get a quick three up, and Weststein fires, left it short. Rebound Abby Elfner, and Lears is going to work it up the floor. Final 16 seconds to go. This one is pretty much out of reach. Boy, Troy is not really too aggressive with the fouling, as Weststein is finally going to stop play. We're going to get a timeout, actually. So you could hear Derek Jasper, the veteran head coach for Troy, at least maybe not on the air, but we could hear him screaming foul.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was a scenario where they just were a little lax with their fouls attempt. They weren't getting, I mean, they were being aggressive, but
yeah,
a lot of time was wasted there.
It's almost like they were trying to avoid making it look too purposeful, you know, just, you know, no one wants the intentional foul, and you got a feel for these girls. Again, they played a whale of a ball game for Troy. I mean, they've been in this clear up until the last couple of minutes, really. And again, tough spot for them to be in. You got to give them credit, you know, fighting this Big Seven League bigger school down to the wire almost.
And that's exactly what they did Friday against Riverside, but came up a bit short. It looks to be kind of a similar scenario. They get it to the Lears, who gets underneath and lays it in as the time is going to expire. And that caps off an incredible night for Darcy Lears as the Lady Redhawks of Hiawatha win the opener of our doubleheader tonight, 43-33. And the Redhawks move to 2-0 on the season as Troy drops 2-0-2. We'll take a timeout. Our postgame is coming up next here for our first contest. And that is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll break down the first game when we come back here on Kansaland Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If you're toy shopping this year, don't miss the selection and the special toy sale pricing at Hein and True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca. Through December 31st, save 20% off toys. And these are name brand toys like Tommy, Bruder, and Big Farm. Hein's has a great selection of farm tractors and implements, construction equipment toys, and other toys that will bring hours of enjoyable playtime for your kids and grandkids. See the toy savings you'll find at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies at 307 Main in downtown Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
Wouldn't it be nice to find a bank with all the services the big banks offer, but with personal service of a small town bank? You have found it at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. We pride ourselves in providing personal banking and also have modern technology needed in today's world. You are not just another customer to us. You are our neighbors and friends. If you are looking for that in a bank, please come see us. We would be happy to sit down with you and discuss your banking needs. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
First game tonight in the books, and the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks able to hold off the Troy Trojans. Final count 43-33. We got the boys' game coming up here in about 13 minutes or so, but as we recap the girls' contest here tonight, Brandon alongside Seth Chance in studio as well. We appreciate everyone's help here on the Hiawatha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Well, it was Darcy Lears who really led the charge. 25 tonight and a big third quarter with 13. And, you know, it really seemed like in the second half when Troy was creeping back in, it was Lears to get that big shot, big momentum swing, and just kind of keep the Redhawks out in front.
Yeah, really. She did have a lot of the momentum on both sides of the ball, offensive and defensive, which, again, that's her game. I mean, she's just such a well-rounded player. But as far as the whole team is concerned for Hiawatha, all the starters played their role really well. You know, obviously Darcy does all things, but Delaney did a great job with ball control. You had Elfner doing her thing, blocks, and again, kind of working the ball through her down low at times. And even Kent, for that matter, again, a big piece down low, getting some big gutsy rebounds down there, which kind of kept some possessions alive and, again, came up big there towards the end when Troy was trying to come back.
A 9-4 advantage for Hiawatha in the fourth quarter as Troy really struggled to find some offense, and they certainly had their opportunities at one point in the fourth to hang around, but, again, just missed opportunities and missed possessions, let the Redhawks able to kind of pull away with some free throws down the stretch. Let's talk about our statistics in this game. It's brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Andler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Let's start with the Redhawks, 2-0, their start to the season, as they were led again by Darcy Lears. 25 points, she had 6 rebounds as well. And then just 3 others in the books for the Redhawks. They got 10 from Josie Delaney, 9 of those 10 in the first half. They got 5 points from Abby Elfner. She hit a three, but also had 11 rebounds and a couple of block shots. And then Kenzie Nelson, the freshman, had three big free throws in the fourth quarter to kind of help keep that lead out. 3 points, two rebounds for the freshman, Kenzie Nelson. Aubrey Kent did not score, but played some quality minutes and had five rebounds for the Redhawks. Hiawatha turned it over 13 times. They had the rebound advantage at 30-26, and they were 4 of 7 from the free throw line. For Troy, they were led in this game by the freshman once again, Harper Wettstein. She had 10 points to go along with four rebounds. Peyton Ingeman had 8 points and five boards. Also 8 points, Kaylee Grable, the senior forward. Then they got three from Jaya Pierce, two from Carly Grable, and then 2 points, five rebounds from the sophomore, Allie Franken. 16 turnovers in the game for Troy. They finished 5 of 11 from the free throw line. Our player of the game now, player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Don't think I need to ask Seth about this one, but Darcy Lears, again, the big night. 25 points to go along with six rebounds, our player of the game.
Absolutely. I mean, she took this game over from the get, really. I mean, scoring some big buckets to kind of get things started for Hiawatha. And again, she finished strong. I mean, she hit her head hard on that one foul and was able to kind of come back into that game and, you know, just played very good, solid defense. And then again, hit the big shots, which really was the difference of the game.
So for Hiawatha, again, off to a 2-0 start after a win Friday at Marysville. They come back and beat Troy here tonight in the first of two, 43-33. And Darcy Lears, again, our player of the game, player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So our first game is in the books. We're inching closer to the start of the boys' contest. Troy, the number six ranked team in 1A Division I, getting a Redhawks team coming off a loss to Marysville on Friday night. But we'll break that all down here in just a little bit. One down and one to go here on Kansaland Radio. We'll take it back to the studio. Chance Link will take care of you here for about 7 or 8 minutes. And then we'll come back after that short stint and get you set for the boys' contest. Again, the girls' final, it is Hiawatha 43, Troy 33, Darcy Lears, our player of the game, with 25 points. We'll step aside back to the studios, and we're back in about 7 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.